County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And Monday afternoon, thanks for being here with us as we cover a lot of different issues around the Umpqua Valley and things that are going. And I'm going to turn this down until I could get the adjustment in the right place there because I'm hearing myself feeding back. All right. County Commissioner Chris Boyce in. We're going to talk about Race Across America and a special effort this year. I guess, Chris, people are pretty familiar with Race Across America, but maybe remind them about what it's all about.
Yeah, so Race Across America is a nationwide nonprofit organization whose their goal is to lay a wreath at the headstone of every American veteran in the VA cemeteries across the country. But in doing so, their mission is threefold. It's to remember the fallen, honor those who serve, and teach the next generation the value of freedom. And we've gotten involved at the county level by helping to put on the Race Across America ceremony the last couple years, and it's become a passion of mine in particular to help put on this event. It's one of those things where, you know, when you're driving down the highway and you enter Douglas County, you see the sign that says we honor veterans. This is one way that we do that work, and this year it's going to be pretty exciting.
Yeah, talk about what you've got planned this year and how it's going to look a little differently.
Well, I work with a gentleman named John Pearson who runs a nonprofit called Military Honors by the Pipes, where he provides bagpiping services for families' military funerals. And he is a local sponsor of Race Across America. And I became friends with John a few years ago. It's always been John's mission. And he works with the local Sea Cadets to make this a reality. But it's been their mission to try to raise enough money to lay a wreath at every headstone in the VA cemetery. And for the last 2 years, we've been out there as volunteers laying wreaths on Wreath Day, we call it. And it's a little somber, you know, knowing that you don't have enough wreaths to go around and literally picking which headstones get wreaths and which ones don't. So I decided to get involved a little deeper this last year. And made a personal commitment to try to go out and raise enough money to make sure that we cover every headstone. And for the first time in history, at the Douglas County VA cemeteries, we are going to have a wreath on every headstone this year. And it's taken a community effort. It's taken donations by some very generous folks in our community. And the next step is for us to recruit enough volunteers to come and participate in this event and help us actually place the wreaths and then a month later clean them back up again.
It's been interesting. I've been out there a few different years where, and it's varied year to year, but people kind of spread them around, or if they, some of the people that are helping are aware of particular people. And so you get a nice look to it, but of course it is different than getting one on every headstone. It sounds like a lot of work went into raising the money, because we think about paying for 7,000 wreaths, at whatever that cost is, that's probably quite a bit.
You know, Race Across America has a promotion every year around the month where the ceremonies take place, where they offer two wreaths for the price of one. So that immediately became my target last year. I went out immediately after Wreath Day and started raising money for this year's event. It ended up costing us half as much to accomplish the goal, but it's still a pretty high lift. We end up having to raise just over $60,000 in order to cover the 7,000, a little over 7,000 wreaths that we needed. And it's a good thing to do because the local sponsors, which, like I said, was Military Honors by the Pipes and the Roseburg Sea Cadets, they get a kickback from the wreaths that were raised. So they've both got some money to operate their nonprofits as well. It's been exciting. I've got a long list of big sponsors, people who donated from as little as one wreath to as many as a whole bunch. So it's been great. We'll have those sponsors listed in our book this year, and we're going to encourage folks to come out and take part in the event. And if you think about it, 700 volunteers is 10 wreaths apiece. So we're hoping that we can have somewhere around that number or more folks come out and help us in this historic event.
Now, the event itself is Saturday, December 14th, 1 o'clock, and it looks like you start over on the VA grounds, right?
Yeah, we're going to be in the new cemetery. We kick off the event with a ceremony that is obviously patriotic in nature. There's things that you would expect to see at a ceremony that honors veterans. There's ring of leaves for each branch of the armed service. There's 21-gun salute. There's playing of taps. There's bagpipe music, all the things that you would expect to see by folks honoring veterans are going to take place. The veterans community turns out huge for this event, and they certainly appreciate everyone else showing up to show their support.
So people go over on that side, and then once the ceremony is done, they basically disperse between both cemetery locations, right?
Right, and we're going to ask folks to sign up. There's a website you can go to that you can use to sign up. The real need is to have families with children come and participate in the event. We want the volunteers to sign up in advance if possible. We're working with schools all throughout the county. We have bus transportation lined up, but it helps us coordinate the bus transportation if we know who's coming and where they're coming from. So the idea is that we would have youth groups, church groups, families, athletic teams signed up and take advantage of the transportation, which will bring you right to the new cemetery for the ceremony. And as soon as the ceremony's over, two-thirds or so of the folks will be transported to the old cemetery, which is off of Harvard Avenue. And we'll actually do the wreath laying, which we anticipate will take somewhere around an hour.
Yeah, and it seems to go pretty fast when you get everybody out there, although 10 wreaths a person, just the logistics of getting them to vehicles and getting them passed out and all of that will take a while, but you've got that all figured out. And so talk about the website, how people do get signed up.
So you're going to see throughout the community on our Facebook pages and other places, URL code that you can scan with your phone that'll take you to the sign up sheet, or you can type in this website. It's tinyurl.com/Douglas County Wreaths. I'll say that again for folks listening. It's tinyurl.com/Douglas County Wreaths, and you can sign up there. Or again, keep your eyes peeled. You're going to see things like a Wreaths Across America float in the Veterans Day Parade that will have the URL code that you can scan with your phone to sign up. Again, we've got those on our Facebook pages, both individual personal Facebook pages and county Facebook pages that you can find and sign up. And that'll continue to be an effort. I believe that we're going to have those in the newspaper soon. So folks that get the paper will be able to use them to sign up. And it will help us tremendously plan logistics, knowing who's coming and where they're coming from, and have the appropriate transportation planned ahead to make it operate smoothly.
All right, we'll tell you more about it when we come back. We're going to take a break right now. The interview will be a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com. It's Inside Douglas County, 1245 on News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Douglas County, 1248. Lars Larson coming up. Tomorrow we'll talk about ballot measure 118. County Commissioner Chris Boyce in with us now talking about Wreaths Across America. and the wreath laying ceremony that'll be on Saturday, December 14th. One thing to mention about this, Chris, and a lot of times when we're talking about things that are a couple of months away, you're explaining how it's going to work, but you're also asking for money, and you find yourself in a unique situation here that you've got everything paid for this year.
We do, and that's important for people to know, Kyle, because when we send you to the website, and the term I was looking for earlier was QR code, and I apologize for missing that, but when we send you to the website, there's two options there, to volunteer or to donate, and we appreciate the folks who immediately want to help out, and the easiest way for them to do so is to donate money, but it's important to know that we have this year covered. We've got all the wreaths ordered. We have enough to go. So if you want to donate to the program, which I highly encourage you to do so, I ask you to wait until after the ceremony on the 14th and then come back in around Christmas time and make your donation, because that helps us accomplish our mission of making this an annual event. I mean, the event's always been annual, but what we want to do is make sure that we cover all the headstones every single year. You get the 2-for-1 deal if you do it the month following the ceremony. So if your inclination is to help by donating money, please wait until about mid-December to do that after the ceremony, and that'll help us reach our goal of placing a wreath on every headstone next year. This really is a great family event. It's around Christmas time. We encourage families to come and make this part of your family's Christmas tradition to honor veterans during the Christmas season. It's a great opportunity.
Now, it's the first time we've been able to do that here with all of the headstones with wreaths, but has that ever happened before elsewhere in Oregon?
I don't believe so, Kyle. I really don't. I think this is likely to bring national attention at some point when they realize the amount of effort that went into this and the generous donations by folks in Douglas County who really do honor veterans. I learned the other day, and I'm going to verify this, so this is an unverified fact, if you will, that Douglas County has the highest per capita population of veterans of anywhere in the country. And if that's true, that helps explain how raising the money to make this happen came to be. Our community is very supportive of veterans. I am not a veteran, but I've made it my life's goal to serve veterans. And this is one way that I choose to do that. And there's so many more people like me in the community that have shown they're willing to do that as well. So a couple things I want to add. If you have questions about this year's event, we have two local sponsors. One is John Pearson, who unfortunately is having a very tough battle with cancer right now and is hoping to make it long enough to see this unfold in December. And the other local sponsor is Shelley Johnson, and she's the coordinator for the Roseburg Sea Cadets and has worked very hard on this over the years. You can reach Shelley at shelley@seacadets.org is her email address. Any questions can be directed towards her. Folks can obviously get a hold of me. I've got Kelly Trankel working in our public information office, is working on this with me. She's been invaluable in providing support and organizing this event, and she works up there with Tamara Howell, who the two of them organize the entire event. It's fantastic. So anyway, lots of information available for those who need it, and any questions should be directed to Shelley or to us. Find us again at tinyurl.com/Douglas County Wreaths. Please do go to the website and sign up to volunteer, but don't donate until after the ceremony on the 14th, because we have enough donations for this year already.
And I know you've said that for John Pearson, he's always wanted to see this happen.
Yeah, and he's going to make it. He's going to make it, and he's going to be there, and it's going to be great.
And it's a tough situation to work on something for so long and then be struggling with cancer at the same time as it's approaching for this year, because now we're just literally 2 months away from it happening, but it's amazing the amount of support you've gotten from around the community. I imagine for a lot of these people, it wasn't too hard of a question to ask. Just make a phone call, and I doubt that you got very few no's.
Yeah, we didn't get very many no's. We had pretty much everyone that we reached out to was willing to help. Everyone believes in supporting their veterans, which I'm grateful for. This particular cause is one that folks can really buy into, because it's something that they can, you know, see and touch and hold and feel, and the education piece of this is very important. And, you know, there's a protocol to be followed during the ceremony where you get the wreath and you walk over to the gravesite and you lay the wreath, and then you step back and read the name of the person who's buried there out loud. And it really does make a connection between you and those veterans who served our country. And it's very impactful, something that I sort of happened into a few years ago, and has become really a part of my life now, and I imagine will be forever.
You know, it's interesting. A couple of years ago, I walked around in the section on Harvard. My parents are buried there right near Harvard. It was just shortly after my father's passing that they ran out of space in there. But I walked farther back, and I had never, ever done that in the whole time I've lived here. And you go back to, early 1900s and I think late 1800s.
Yep.
And if you have learned any of Douglas County history, periodically you would see a name that you may had no connection to the person, but you've heard about this person from the past, even some well-known sort of pioneer-type folks.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And you mentioned this earlier, you know, we have families who participate in this because they have a family member, a loved one buried there, and they've in the years past wanted to make sure that they sponsored a wreath specifically for those headstones. And it's kind of nice to think that that's no longer required. Everybody's going to get taken care of.
Yeah, and the cemetery itself, of course, I think it was about 2006 when they were running out of space. And then, of course, later the newer section was added and continues to grow. Now, as you're out doing this, do you also go to not just the headstones, but in the newer section, there is the...
It's called a columbarium.
That's the word that I didn't know.
Yeah, that's a new word for me. I learned recently just for that reason. And the answer to your question is yes. We go to the columbarium. You cannot hang individual wreaths on each plaque that's there, but we do line the bottom of the thing with wreaths in remembrance of those folks who have been cremated and placed in the columbarium.
All right, so that's going to be going on the 14th of December, and it's December weather, which means people have got to be ready for good weather or maybe not.
Yeah, we've been both ways. You know, we've had a little bit of rain. Thank goodness it's never been a torrential downpour. Most of the time, I think God's looking out for us, and the weather's been really good. It's always been tolerable, sometimes a little wet on the ground, so you might get your feet wet. But for the most part, it's been great, and I imagine it will be again this year. We leave here after we're done on the radio, and we head to UCC to talk to them about their students and student-athletes participating. We've already got commitments from Geneva Academy, Camas Valley Charter School, Oakland Middle School, Sutherland Middle School, Roseburg School District, and South Umpqua. So we'll continue to do our roadshow to the schools around the county. We volunteered to do assemblies at those schools to really teach them what this is about. And we're looking forward to not only school children coming, but bringing their families along and making this a family tradition. And again, right after, immediately following the ceremony, we'll open up the effort to start donating to next
year's event. Perfect. 1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.